I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A standoff between Iraqi forces and Iranian dissidents continued today in a camp north of Baghdad. Yesterday, the two sides clashed after police entered Camp Ashraf. Camp Ashraf is home to thousands of exiles from Iran. It's also the last base in Iraq of a dissident group known as the People's Mujahideen of Iran. Supporters of the group claim that Iraqi police killed seven people in the operation. Iraqi officials deny that. They say hundreds were injured, including two police officers who later died from their wounds. The World's Alex Galifant has more.
At a press conference in Baghdad, Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Dabakh said that the operation was intended to impose Iraqi law on the Iranian dissidents. He also said that the Iraqi government wasn't looking for a conflict with residents of the camp. But those residents of Camp Ashraf say they're afraid of being forcibly repatriated to Iran, with good reason. The People's Mujahideen began life in Iran in opposition to the Shah. After the 1979 revolution, its relationship with the Shiite clerics who took power soured. The group was invited to set up bases in Iraq by Iran's principal foe, Saddam Hussein. The Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, today praised Iraqi authorities for their action.
Although the Iraqi government took this action very late, their decision to cleanse the land of Iraq of the dirt of terrorists' existence deserves appreciation.
Iran and the United States agree on at least part of that, that the People's Mujahideen of Iran, or Mujahideen-e Khalq, is a terrorist group. Shaul Bakhash is professor of Middle East history at George Mason University.
The U.S. State Department designated the Mujahideen-e Khalq a terrorist organization some years ago when they were still engaged in acts of sabotage in Iran. And it's true that in recent years they haven't had the means to do that, but the designation has never been lifted, even though since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, it is the American army that has become the protectors of the Mujahideen camp Ashraf in Iraqi territory.
Past history notwithstanding, a spokesman for the People's Mujahideen of Iran, Sana Bakhsahedi, said that the residents of Ashraf are not a threat today.
The Iranian opposition no longer has an armed wing. The people who live in the Ashraf camp were disarmed 6 years ago after the arrival of the Americans in Iraq. No one there is carrying weapons.
But American forces withdrew from Iraq's urban areas a month ago. And, says Shaul Bakhash, the operation in Ashraf is evidence of the Maliki government beginning to assert control over its own cities. It also deals with a historically sore spot in Iraq's relations with Iran.
The Iranian government has been obsessed with the Mujahideen and their base in Iraq for a long time.
Obsessed, Bakhash says, even though the group has little political support inside Iran.
One can understand that to a certain degree because since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, they've enjoyed a degree of protection from the U.S. forces, and there has been some talk in the past, anyway, of using the Mujahideen to help bring about regime change in Iran. And finally, we must note that it's a gesture of independence by Maliki from the American government. It's very striking that this raid on Camp Ashraf took place even as Defense Secretary Gates was in Baghdad.
Iraq's defense ministry said today that the operation to enter Camp Ashraf was justified under a November security agreement with Washington. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that the situation at the camp was for the Iraqi government to resolve, according to its laws. But she added that the United States expects Iraq to, quote, fulfill its obligations and not forcibly transfer camp residents to a country where they might be mistreated. Still, with first the fall of Saddam and now the pullback of U.S. forces, the People's Mujahideen of Iran are finding friends and protectors in short supply. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.